I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Then the travelers recounted what had happened on the road and how they had come to know Jesus in the breaking of bread. How many of us spend time in our lives saying grace before a meal, either out loud or privately in your mind, your heart? I see some hands. Thank you. I think it is important that when we receive, we say grace. We may not do it with a big show. I don't think we need to do that. But if you're out even in a restaurant, give thanks inside. It's always important because when we give thanks, it grounds us. It grounds us that what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful that we are connected to the source of our own life. That God is a part of that giving to us what we are about to receive. And that we are connected to the planet Earth, which in some way or another, including the people who made the food, maybe ourselves, but others, and who made the basic foodstuffs that we are getting, we're all connected to the planet. And all of it is connected with God. And we are connected with God. That we are not greater than God. That we are not greater than anything else. That we're all humbly connected through needing to eat. None of us lives without eating. Not very long. I know that we are in a world that's getting less and less connected to our foundations. And I think some of this connected loss of connectedness is part of the problem we are facing around us today. And the simple step of saying grace, maybe with whoever is with you or just inside of yourself, is an important step in getting reconnected. I'm not a hero, but I know that Erica, my wife, and I, when we are anywhere, even out in a restaurant, we'll hold hands and say a simple grace together. We do it as a matter of course of action. To connect us to who we are as people of God who are benefiting from the gifts of God. And it's in that midst of that connectedness, of the breaking of bread, these people who thought that Jesus had died and was gone from them, all of a sudden discovered that Jesus was there with them. That's why the Eucharist is so central to who we are as Anglicans. That it's in the breaking of bread, the connectedness of bread for one another and to the world and with God, that we have an understanding of our connection with Jesus. We know that taking the Eucharist into ourselves is a sign of that new life, the feeding of the holy food to us, the new life that we have as the people of God. But I also think that the saying of a simple grace is one that also connects us to who we are as people of God living in this world. I think when people lose their roots, they start to lose their identity. They start to lose a sense of purpose and of meaning. This morning I heard that Catherine Hayhoe, who I've met a couple of times, was being interviewed on CBC Radio. Some of you may have heard her interview this morning on your way to church. I was already here, so I listened to it on my satellite radio at 6 o'clock. I took my breakfast and went out to my car and sat in the car and ate my breakfast. And Erica got up and said, "What are you doing in the car at 6 o'clock in the morning?" I said, well, honey, I'm listening to Catherine Hayhoe. Well, she knows who Catherine is, so she was happy with that. I wasn't flirting with my car or anything. But Catherine Hayhoe talked about how in the wealthy part of the world today, it's all about wealth, not about connection. It's all about wealth and not about roots. But a grace helps us remember that we have to cultivate our roots and cultivate our relationship with the earth, with the planet, with the environment, as well as with God and with one another. A simple grace at meals is very important. And there's many. Having been once a youth director and spent a lot of time, I've learned all the fast graces in the world. Because when you have a bunch of about 150 teenagers hungry, you're not going to have a long, long grace. You know, I've gone all the way from good food, good meat, good God, let's eat, to the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord. That's the Johnny.